This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
In 1974, the NBA made its first attempt at expanding. I'm gonna start over. In 1974, the NBA made its first attempt at expanding into the Big Easy, beginning the brief, unremarkable history of the New Orleans Jazz. After failing both on and off the court, notably, trading away the rights to Hall of Famer Moses Malone and the pick that would become Magic Johnson, and sinking financially due to lack of an actual home arena, in 1979, the Jazz followed the blueprint drawn by Brigham Young and migrated to Salt Lake City. And so the New Orleans Jazz rebranded as the geographical non sequitur Utah Jazz, drawing crowds hungry for their own professional sports team, their palates wet by the presence of the ABA's Utah Stars earlier that decade. And so the Jazz joined another recent arrival that would become a beloved SLC institution. A burger stand founded in 1978 by Greek Americans John Katsourakis, his wife Rula Katsourakis, and Rula's brother Nick Katsanevis. Like the Jazz, their success took off in the mid-80s after remodeling their restaurant's decor to a gaudy Greek tribute, complete with murals, statues, candelabras, and strings of grape leaves. But if the decor helped spread the word, it's the food that kept customers coming back. Greek favorites alongside their spin on American Grill classics, including their titular menu item, a quarter-pound cheeseburger topped with hot pastrami. Today, four decades after its founding and the Jazz's arrival, as John Stockton and the Mailman and Jerry Sloan have given way to Donovan Mitchell and the Stifle Tower and the perpetually damp Quinn Snyder, this Greek-American eatery has grown to seven family-owned locations, where a member of the extended Katsourakis family is on the floor at all times. As one of John and Rula's sons said, quote, unless it's your own blood and sweat, you're not going to care as much. This week on Doughboys, Crown Burgers. Welcome to Doughboys Live. How you doing, Utah? Yeah. Off to a roaring start here. Guys, thank you so much for coming out. Thank you for incubating yourselves in this plague tent for 90 minutes to watch two fatsos argue about cheeseburgers. And speaking of fatsos, let me get out my co-host. This week's roast is courtesy of @DiabolicalSLC. Please welcome Squished Mark Eaton, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell.
What's up? It went up. Went up over my eyes. What's up, Salt Lake City?
So for those of you listening and not in the building, Mitch is wearing a surgical mask.
That's right.
Which...
it doesn't help. I'm going to keep it on anyway.
The percentage of your face it covers is not high. It looks like if you draped a Subway napkin over the Statue of Liberty.
Comparing me to Lady Liberty? I think that's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Wags, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, we're of course acknowledging it's a thing that's in everyone's brain, the collective consciousness right now, which is we're all thinking about fucking coronavirus and...
Corona-19.
Isn't it COVID-19?
COVID-19?
Yeah, COVID-19, coronavirus. I don't know which one is the correct term.
Either
but
way,
both used.
Wrong side of 18 for you, I'm guessing.
Okay. I mentioned, so the
roast... You know, I liked that. I liked my own joke. I thought that was good.
It was clever. What do you want me to say? It was clever.
It was good.
I mentioned, so the roast involved Mark Eaton, Utah Jazz legend, two-time defensive player of the year, currently involved with the team's broadcast, I believe. Mitch, I know you are, you and I are both fans of the National Basketball Association,
right.
Of rival teams.
Do you think I'm the most talented Mitchell in the city tonight?
Is it a road game? your name, though, we've mentioned this before on the podcast, your name, full name is Michael Donovan Mitchell. Lop off the Michael, right. You got Donovan Mitchell, so how about that?
You just fucking doxed me big time. Michael Donovan, that's right, Michael Donovan Mitchell is my full name. So I got just a Michael added on, we'd be the same thing if I chopped the Michael off. Should I get rid of Michael, it's cleaner?
Just Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah.
You're also Donovan Mitchell?
Should I become Donovan Mitchell?
I think that'd confuse a lot of people. You can do it. It'd be an interesting move. There's certainly more Mike Mitchells than Donovan Mitchells, so you'd be the other one.
Yeah.
Whatever that's worth.
Yeah, it's not bad. The other Mike Mitchell wrote Shrek.
Wait, really?
Yes. Oh, no, he directed Shrek.
Really?
Yeah.
That's in his IMDb. If you search up like Mike Mitchell with the one next to it, that's who it is?
Yeah, there's going to be some joke here that I'm Shrek or something.
I wasn't even thinking of that.
You're always thinking something like that. Yeah, he directed Shrek, the other Mike Mitchell.
Shrek is a weird one. Didn't that feel like that was going to stick around? Didn't that
Shrek
feel like ever...
Shrek is a weird one?
Well, it's like it was so big. It was like the hugest movie. And I think it was the first animated film to win the Best Animated Feature Oscar when they introduced it. It was like a big deal. People were like fucking losing their minds about Shrek for a few years there. They made Shrek 2, Shrek the 3rd, of course.
Uh-huh.
The 4th Shrek, which does some weird time travel shit. Didn't you think Shrek was going to be just like a part of our pop culture moving on? And now it's just sort of a memory hold. It's like Rango. What happened to Rango? Everyone
you
had
want Rango,
Rango
back?
You remember? Yeah, let's bring back Rango. Why not?
I think Shrek had a nice run.
I guess he had the musical, but like, was it?
People were yelling, yeah.
Shouldn't there have been like a Shrek cartoon or something, or an animated series?
Puss in Boots.
I know, yeah, we had that spinoff movie. That was something. Yeah. I just felt like the Shrek franchise could have had legs, and it kind of piddled out.
I think it did just fine.
It did well for itself. I'm just saying, like, aren't you, with every franchise being extended and rebooted, and having these expanded universes, wouldn't you expect there to be more Shrek in the year of our Lord 2020?
I just can't get over it. You're sipping on a white wine, and you have a fanny pack on.
Yeah.
And you're talking about how you thought Shrek would stick around longer.
This is my brand. I'm a wine mom now. This is my whole thing.
Wine moms are talking about Shrek's shelf life?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a topic sometimes at a book club.
What's in that thing? Is that filled with Vaseline or something?
Let me tell you. No, it's not filled with jack-off lotion. I got myself... I was so sick of having bulky pockets. So I've got these big thunder thighs, these meaty drums attached to my to the lower half of my body.
You're a thick boy now.
I'm thick, but like... But
it's funny. You are you trying to talented Mr. Ripley me? Or... Are you now big enough that I'll do it to you?
More like the untalented Mr. Ripley. Who's that a burn on? It works for either. I have these bulky thunder thighs, and I have, when I put stuff in my pockets, it especially my thick wallet and my big phone, it just looks so bulky. So I got myself this little fanny pack that I'm now wearing around.
Yes, that looks way better.
I love it. I think it's stylish. I got my phone in here. I got my keys. I got my earbuds. It's nice. It's convenient.
Yeah. You know, you're going to do it. So what am I going to do? It's great. I love it.
You can mock me if you think it's dumb.
It is dumb. You look stupid.
I think I look cool.
You don't look cool. I think I look great. You don't know it. You don't know what's cool. I'm cool, the man who slept in the outfit that he wore on stage tonight. Were you scared while you were traveling that you were going to maybe get some corona or no?
I would have loved to get a corona. Boy, make the flight go a little faster. Ice cold BrewDog.
It's losing. They're actually losing money because people are afraid.
That makes, yeah, people are associating.
We're so dumb. This country's so dumb that people are not drinking corona beer.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It's just a negative association in someone's brain. And yeah. So I think they just make... I don't even think if it's conscious. I think people are just like, oh, that's bad. I don't want that.
What if there's like Dovid-19 and people don't want to listen to Doughboys?
The one reason someone wouldn't want to listen to Doughboys.
Nick!
Yes?
I forgot to say this up top. This is a Doughboys first. We're in a city... that has a food in the title. Salt.
Wow.
Salt Lake Incredible. City.
Wow.
Salt. Food. It's a food.
It's a food. You're
Salt
right.
is a food. It's a food. People are clapping.
It
I'm
is
getting...
a food. Salt is food.
There's a few men who look like us who are chanting salt is food. They've been waiting to hear that for a long time.
Salt is food feels like a chant that would break out at like a Joe Biden rally. It's a bunch of broken brain boomers just,
swear. He said salt is food. We'll say it too.
Yeah, it's salt is in the title.
Don't talk about my next president like that.
Are you a salt man? You like salt, right?
Yeah, who doesn't like a little salt?
I love it salty. I'd say I'm more on the salty side than the sweet side, even though I love a sweet treat. Mm. But I love a salty, and a little bit of salt with something sweet, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. A little chocolate with some sea salt on there?
Oh, love it. Or some salt, yeah, some salted caramel, chocolate-covered pretzel. I'm into all that.
Yeah, me too.
This is what the show is. It's probably a little weird to be seeing it in person after hearing it and realizing this is all it is. But this is all it is.
But salt.
Yeah, I love it. It's salt's great.
Have you been to the Salt Lake? There is a Salt Lake, correct?
So I did go to the Great Salt Lake as a kid. We went on one of our driving vacations through the American West, which was all we ever did because my dad was too cheap to fly, which is fine. Mm. He was a very thrifty man. And so we went to...
met him, like him more than you.
He's a likable guy.
He's a nice guy. So this when he said, come and have a drink at the bar, and you went home. Do you remember this?
We had to get, we've belabored this. We had to get back home that night. We had to drive up from San Diego up to L.A. It's an over 2-hour drive, and my whole family was shit-faced, and I could tell. And I was like, we just need to go. And I thought that was we hung out for a little bit.
I thought that I was going to understand you so much more from that, like by meeting your family, and then so much more confusing. They were so cool.
So you expected them all to be like, hey, buddy, Parker's dad.
Yeah, yes.
They're different people than me.
Hey, buddy, do you think that the Shrek movies, like, shouldn't they have a longer shelf life? Well, I don't know, Mr. Weiger.
So I think I may have discussed this before, but growing up, my family is very loud. Like, they're all very vociferous, personable people who are very outgoing. Uh-huh. They make friends easily. Yeah. These are all traits that I don't have. I was the weird kid just kind of observing this. And so I think part of why...
You're like a horror movie child. Like, they're like, what's wrong with him? And you're just, like, staring at the breakfast table, and everyone's, like, having fun, and you're like,
right.
I'm going to my room. And everyone's like, there's something wrong with them. But when are you going to make your... When's the third act going to happen? When are you going to...
You're waiting for my rampage?
Yes!
You're waiting for my carry moment?
Yes!
It's not going to happen. So anyway, so because I absorbed all that, I think that's partly why I'm not giving myself any credit here. I'm just saying that, like, I developed the skill to, like, listen to people because that's all I could do growing up because everyone was talking constantly. And so I just sort of, like, okay, I absorbed, you know, how to have a conversation that way just through rote. But it's...
God.
I don't know. I'm not, like... I don't naturally have social skills. It's all learned behavior for me. It's different for me than versus my family, who it seems to come very naturally for.
This is where you're doing a therapy session on stage, everyone.
You brought it up.
Wait, so you went to the Great Salt Lake?
Oh, yeah, that's where this began. So...
How was it?
Was it salt?
Was it salty?
You don't go in the Great Salt Lake. There was a weird...
No?
No, it's like disgusting.
Oh, really?
I will say I went there and I was just like, this just looks like mud. It looked gross to me.
It's a mud lake?
Yeah, it's kind of gross. It's just like a very high salinity.
This place should be renamed fucking Mud Lake City. This is bullshit.
Well, then that ruins your thing about they'd having food
I
in the
know.
Title.
I'm disappointed.
I guess you could make a case for mud pie.
Hmm.
I'd stick with Salt Lake City. I think a rebrand to Mud Lake City would not be good for tourism. So I have another Salt Lake City story that relates to, you guys remember the film SLC Punk, I assume.
Wow.
I assume that some of the demo in the Doughboys audience, I assume it's not all people who just got back from their LDS mission who are in the audience tonight. Although I will say, we saw some people returning from missions at the airport.
Yeah.
There were a whole bunch. Is that like every day at the Salt Lake City airport?
Yeah,
so
there were
strange.
Like big, there were big balloons. There was like a... Yeah, there were like balloons spelling people's names out and stuff. It was great.
There was
and then
a,
we were waiting for you and we had nothing.
I saw an interaction like a family, a whole extended family was welcoming this guy back from his mission in Sao Paulo. And the mom was like, as a present, we got you 2 tickets to Doughboys tonight. And then he went back and got back on the plane.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's weird. It's a weird thing to experience. I mean, I don't remember that from... Actually, maybe never been in this airport before, even though I've been in the city. But anyway, SLC Punk, it's about kind of like the punk underculture, mm-hmm. subculture in Salt Lake City, which is very contra its known image. You guys all know this, but this is for our listeners who aren't familiar with the movie. And stars Matthew Lillard in good performance.
Ooh, I like Lillard.
So
great
my,
in Scream. So he's great in Scream.
He is great in Scream. He's very good in Scream. Not too shabby in Scooby-Doo either.
He's not too... He is too shabby
he
in Scooby-Doo.
Too, well, Shaggy.
Oh, Shaggy. Fuck!
Thought the character's name was Shabby?
Scooby says it weird. Come on, Shabby. He says Shabby.
Oh, I just touched my face so much. So my...
Hey, Scoob, my name is Shabby. I remember this in my head. His name is Shabby.
So I had a roommate who was originally from Hong Kong, and then his family moved to Salt Lake City, so it was a big culture clash for him.
Oh, yes,
and
yeah.
He used SLC Punk as a point of reference for telling me this anecdote, which is that he was at some...
God, a culture clash, and then he also becomes your roommate.
We got along swimmingly.
Ugh.
Anyway, he went to a party, he was telling me, in Salt, I think I may have told this on a Patreon episode before, but he went to a party in Salt Lake City for New Year's Eve that was kind of like this crust punk sort of group of kids, of acquaintances and friends that he had.
Yes, I know this story.
And as midnight was approaching...
Dear God.
One of the people at the party, one of the party organizers says, "All right, guys, time to fuck in the new year." And most of the party went upstairs and an orgy broke out. And my roommate was just observing all of this wide-eyed and just in disbelief of what he saw. And he said they were all, like, counting down to the new year, like, trying to, like, come at the new year.
This is insane.
This guy is not the type who would fabricate something like this, but I was like, this just has to be complete bullshit. But I was like...
And then it became a yearly tradition for you.
Orgy for one, please. But anyway...
Who is that person? What's wrong with all of you?
Does that happen here? Do you push it that far?
Do you guys fuck in the new year?
The pendulum doesn't have to swing that far in the other direction of the dominant culture here. You can find a middle ground.
Time to fuck in the new
fuck
year?
Fuck in the new year.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Can't do that with a threat of coronavirus. Mitch, we should introduce our guest.
Yes, far too long.
Oh, drop. You can't let your drop.
Thank you. To Salt Lake City. We hired him to help us out with the show. Here's a little drop, Nick. Can you please play it? Emma's not here, but can you please play it? Somebody.
Doughboy's Carnival.
Oh, boy.
I thought you were going to say something.
No, I wasn't.
You made eye contact with me.
I know, I hated it. That's the power of love. I love you, Nick. Hello?
I'm not going to respond.
There you go, Nick.
Nice. Spencer in the booth helping us out. Thank you, Spencer.
I thought, you know, we've been doing this McDonald's tournament.
Sure.
We got a week off to come and eat fast food on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Fucking nightmare. And I thought I would put a little, because you know what? I do love you, Weigy.
Oh, I love you too, Mitchie.
Ugh, God. Well, no, we're not kissing. If anything, we'll fuck in the new year.
Well, those guys both came at 9.
We're sorry. We can try again. That was from Robert Persinger. Hey,
oh,
Mitch,
Persinger.
I made it. The Drop King. Yeah, the Drop King. I made a new drop for you. Not Canada themed, but I'll leave the pandering to the master. We're not in Canada.
No.
We're here on the road. I did not read that email till now. This is the second time this has happened.
Read the email in advance.
No.
Or...
I listen to the song.
Or if you see, like, if you're reading this aloud and you see that coming up, mm-hmm. just, like, don't read it.
Mmm. Okay. Ooh, you're giving me, like, an Anchorman lesson.
I think you have the skills as an actor to see what's coming ahead of you and be like, you know what? I'll just audible my way out of it.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Lesson for next time. But, you know, that was great. That was a great drop. And, hey, we got a great guest.
You know, I just said that I loved you, and then you go on this fucking bullshit rant.
I said I loved you back, and you went, ugh. Like you were disgusted.
There's a sauna in my room.
Is there really?
Yeah, in the Airbnb. I didn't tell you this. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there, that's all.
Yeah, hang in the sauna later?
Well, we should hang in the sauna later.
All right. I mean, I don't have trunks or anything. Are we going to go in there all natural?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Is this the night we see each other's hogs?
I think it's going to happen.
It's going to happen anywhere. It's going to happen in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hey, guys.
And you know what? It's going to be tough to explain away why I have shrinkage in a sauna.
We have a fantastic guest, an actor and comedian. You can hear her voice on Duncanville on Sunday nights on Fox. Give it up for Betsy Sodaro.
You did the elbow. Oh.
I didn't initiate it.
Oh, shit.
Now I'm feeling good.
Betsy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Two PBR tall boys in
the
front
big
of you.
Ones. Yeah, that's very on brand. Sense. Very on brand.
Betsy, you are from, and I'm going to say it, you don't have to react negatively just because it's a nearby city and there may be some sort of interstate rivalry. You're from Denver.
I'm from. Okay, fuck you.
I like the person who booed. That's good.
I'm actually from Breckenridge.
You're from Breckenridge. I'm sorry, which is close to Denver.
Yep,
and you are an avid skier. In fact, you're going to be skiing after our dates this week.
I'm very excited.
Tell me about what you love about skiing, and I also want to know when you hit the ski lodge after you've done the slopes. Mm-hmm. What do you like to munch on? What are your ski lodge treats?
That's good. Well, I love skiing because it's just, first of all, it's so nice to be outside and it's nice and quiet.
Disagree.
But then, we walked out of our Airbnb and Mitch was like, no, the sun burns me.
I do want to say this. That Salt Lake City, you got to make up your mind. It was hot, but it was cold at the same time.
Chilly.
What the fuck's going on? It was hot. The sun was hot.
Yeah.
But the wind was cold.
But the wind was cold.
My face was hot. My ankles were chilly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make up your mind.
That's springtime.
Gaia, whoever it is. Is Gaia Mother Earth?
To some people, yeah.
All right, yeah, good. Make up your mind. But very, very, it's a very beautiful, it's a beautiful city. There's the snow-capped mountains.
It's beautiful, awesome. Picturesque.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful.
I am also a skier, Nick. I don't know if you know
this. Are you really?
Yes.
Let's go.
I would love to go.
Okay.
Wait, when did you ski?
All my life.
Have you skied recently?
Down the slopes, I go.
I mean, that's accurate.
Yep.
He nailed it.
Walks the walk.
Talks the talk.
Who's that?
Whoa!
Whoa!
It was Mitch.
Who is that guy?
You're like an 80s skier. You fly by and all the girls' like clothes blow off. But they're into it. They're like, oh, yeah.
I don't even see it. I just keep going.
Oh, yeah, no way.
One time my grandpa was babysitting me and he was watching. He just had left the TV on like Cinemax and fell asleep. And then, like, after the movie he was watching was over, like, Ski School 2 came on,
yeah.
Which has a lot of nudity. And I remember watching, like, a lot of Ski School 2, like, peeking out my bedroom door while hoping I didn't wake my grandpa up.
Dear God.
But there are tropes like that. There are just, like a bunch of topless women on the slopes.
Yeah. And let me tell you, it happens. It does.
Yeah. In the movie Ski Patrol, there's a running bit where this couple like kind of crash into each other, but they always like wind up in a sex position, like 69ing or like eating out an ass or something.
It's good.
And like they're all like, oh no, and then they're like, oh yes.
That's why
I highly recommend the movie Ski Patrol.
That sounds good.
I'm really building it up because it's pretty bad. But I watch it all the time. Also, because there's a bulldog in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Does he get on the slopes at one point?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Let's just say it saves some lives.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice? Watch Ski Patrol.
People are yelling at that. When I'm on the slopes, people are like, there's a bulldog on the hill.
Oh, my God. Look at that fucking dog skiing.
Wags, you ever skied before or no?
Yeah, I've skied a couple of times. I'm very bad at it, and I've also tried snowboarding. Also very bad at it.
Ooh,
I just gave up very quickly.
Some gnar, huh?
Yeah, I don't like falling in the snow was enough to be like, I just don't want to do this. Like, I don't like this enough to want to put out the effort to get good at this. I might have a different attitude as an adult versus being a you know, like an adolescent, but I gave up on it very quickly. I do like the ski lodge though.
Yeah.
I like sipping on some cocoa. I like
great.
A hot toddy. I like I like just like that fucking fireplace atmosphere and all that wood. It's delightful.
Huh?
I like being in that big wood lodge.
You're saying that the lodge itself, not the wood and the fire. I mean that too,
but I just like being surrounded by wood is nice. It's a thing I don't experience very often.
Oh man,
see,
you're doing this on
like
purpose.
An 80s ski movie.
Yes,
<too.
laughs> of course.
We just like hanging in the lodge because of the wood.
We love being surrounded by... You're like the woman from... Your clothes are going to fucking fly off when I run by you. The fanny pack is keeping every piece of clothing you have on. Does Natalie ski or no?
So Natalie snowboards. She hasn't been in a while, but she's like good at it and she likes to do it. And so like and it actually works out great.
Yeah.
I take her up there and we go together. She goes snowboarding and I'm sitting in the ski lodge playing Nintendo 3DS.
Oh yeah.
We both have a nice time.
That's perfect. That's what my mom would do. My mom would drop us off and then she would just hang out all day long in the lodge doing like crosswords and stuff.
It's fun.
She loved it.
It's great.
And we loved being on the mountain.
That works out well. Yeah.
I say this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She deserves a better husband. You play 3DS as she's on the slopes? You dork.
What else am I supposed to do?
Get up there, Sonny Bono yourself, so I can take over.
Oh, my
Jesus Christ.
God. Man.
I'm just being honest.
So,
can I tell you a good ski lodge food? French. I think the
French
fries
are
always
so
pretty
good.
Yeah, you get some good fries there. Yeah. I'm into that.
And I would always mix the mayonnaise with the ketchup, and I remember my friends being like, you're fucking nasty, and I'm like, eat it. And then they loved it.
Yeah, of course it's great.
It's Thousand Island dressing.
Or here, I feel like fry sauce.
Fry sauce. We'll get...
From ground burgers.
You animals, we'll get into fry sauce.
We'll get to fry sauce. Don't worry.
We saw fry sauce.
Oh, we ate the shit out of some fry sauce.
It was the first thing. I saw a lady with it on her plate, and I was like, what the fuck is the pink slime?
Yeah.
They got Ghostbusters 2 pink slime here.
I need that ooze bag.
I need that ooze. And then there's a whole fucking thing of fry sauce. We'll get into it.
I wanted to ask another Rockies-related question. Okay. As someone who lived in high elevation, and everyone here lives in a higher elevation than most of the rest of the country, there are different cooking directions.
Oh, yeah.
You get like a box dinner or something, or you get a microwave meal, you got to cook it differently.
Is this true?
Yeah, there are different cooking directions.
Water takes so long to boil.
Man.
I remember
moving to L.A. and making my water evaporate because I was like, it usually takes like 20 minutes. And then I would come back and the whole pot's gone. I was like, what? And I called my dad. He's like, yeah, you're at a lower elevation. So it boils faster.
Yeah.
I had no clue how any of this worked.
I.
What? Science?
Your answer is science. I worked in Denver for a little bit in Evergreen, and I'm usually out of breath anyways.
Yeah,
and I should have been sleeping in a coffin because I would get to the top of the stairs and I would just be fucking I'd keel over and start huffing really. But what are you gonna say?
I wasn't gonna say anything. I was letting you finish your anecdote.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm always ready to pounce. Sometimes I think you're ready to pounce. No, sometimes I'm just listening to what you have to say.
You're like a panther. You're gonna pounce on me. I know. I can feel it.
Not gonna pounce.
You can pounce.
Relax.
All right. Yeah. I got to the top. You get to the top of the stairs. You couldn't fucking breathe. It was insane.
Yeah. It's
I don't know. Is it the same thing here in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, I mean, the elevation's higher. I don't think it's as high as Denver. I think Denver's a little bit higher, but it is, you know, it's several thousand feet
above
sea level.
That explains, for people listening at home, that's why everyone is just, saving their laughs.
There's not a lot of oxygen. People
not a lot of oxygen. Don't saving the laughs.
Yeah, save it for the big thing. The one big thing. As soon as I moved away, because growing up, I had no idea. And I remember people would get altitude sickness, and I was like, you fucking loser. I'd scream it at them.
Yeah.
But then I moved away to California, and I came home for Christmas. And yeah, walking up the stairs, I was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's insane.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. You guys, there should be just escalators in every house.
Thank you.
It's a good idea.
I mean, I think there's some practical issues with it, but it'd be convenient.
When I was in Evergreen also, I don't know if this is a normal thing here, but it was elk mating season.
Oh. Mm.
And all these elk just started, there was like thousands of elk.
Right.
And I was like, what if they jump on my car? And they're like, your car will get destroyed. I was like, what the fuck? This just happens?
If you hit an elk with your car, they will live. You will die.
That's insane. And these elks were going off and, I don't know, fucking or whatever.
Yeah, they're fucking.
They're fucking, man.
So.
Shit.
Naturally, I followed them into the woods.
Yes.
With a camcorder.
Let me guess. This was New Year's Eve.
That's right, Wags.
So there's a thing in Salt Lake City right now. Salt Lake City loves sweet treats, and they love liquid sugar. And there's a thing going on right now, dirty soda, which I did not know about until recently. And I guess it's a thing that's come up in the past 10 years. There's some booze. There's some negativity towards dirty soda. Let me explain what it is real quick. So this is a Mormon thing that comes from the LDS Church ban on hot beverages, which was interpreted as a caffeine ban for over a century, and then it got retconned into it's just hot beverages, caffeine is okay. So there was a soda explosion, and then dirty soda shops started opening. And so these are places like, it's effectively like a Starbucks, but it's for soda. So you'll mix an off-the-shelf soda with flavored Chirani pumps, and with Swig, Sodalicious are a couple of the big chains. Here's an example of the ones I looked up. Dirty Dr. Pepper that one of these places sells. It's Dr. Pepper with coconut syrup, half and half, and lime.
Oh!
This is so fucked up. This is so fucked up. I was really starting to like this city.
Yeah, we gotta fucking leave now.
That is insane.
Ew, what?
Yeah.
Half and half in Dr. Pepper? It's good. Boo!
Get out of here, you Mormon. Actually, I probably can't say that.
Yeah. No, we can't kick someone out for their religious affiliation. It's actually a violation of federal law.
Fucking government. Fucking government, man.
Whoa, a dirty soda.
Thank you. Dirty soda.
Dirty soda, it's crazy.
Can I get one dirty soda?
No, I'm good.
Dirty soda, that is foul.
It's weird. I do kind of want to try one of these places out of grim curiosity, and I feel like there's a chance that it could win me over. Because I feel like some of the ones I was reading, if it's like it's got like it's like Sprite with like watermelon and something, is like this could maybe be something, but it just seems like so much fucking sugar.
Yeah. I think my amount. Stomach would explode out of my asshole.
Yeah.
Quick.
Out the window, the beautiful mountainside, your stomach is exploding out your asshole.
But it shreds. It shreds, man.
Spoon Man, I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week podcasting, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all of that for me.
That's right, Wags. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%.
Wow.
All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Wags.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Bye-bye, Doughboys Double.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/doughboys. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, Mitch, I got something I really need to get off my chest.
Let's hear it, Wags. What's up?
I've been having problems.
Oh, no. Well, Wags, we all carry around stressors, big and small.
It's true, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively, like my problems. Well, therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
Wags, what's on your chest?
Let's see. Problems, issues, difficulties, struggles, the whole lot.
Well, how do you feel getting them off your chest?
I feel a lot better.
Well, Wags, you know what? It makes sense because anytime I use therapy, I feel better.
Mm.
It's like going to the gym.
Yes.
But for your mind, you
That's
get
right.
the gunk out. You feel better.
It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Wags, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Doughboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Doughboys.
Oh boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura Frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura Frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura Frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one. And now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into Crown Burgers.
Wow.
Yeah.
We like Crown Burgers here. People like Crown Burgers by applause.
All right.
Okay.
If there are any Crown Burgers skeptics, you guys can boo. Any skeptics?
Okay, ooh, we got a handful. Wow. A
little
okay.
bit of dissent. Feels like an 80-20 split. So we went there, and I didn't really know what to expect. I was expecting more of a fast foodie kind of place. The exterior is just, was like, with the location we went to is like this brick exterior, and then you go inside.
It looks like a real estate office from the outside.
It really does. Yeah. Or like a repurposed funeral home or something.
Yeah. We, like, didn't know if we were walking into a Crown Burger.
Yes, but there is the signage out there, and the signage is kind of frozen in time. It looks like it went up in, you know, 1978 and hasn't changed. And then we go inside there, and the...
Yes, you know what? Very faded sign.
Very faded.
They should put a new one up.
Yeah, they could probably fix that.
Yeah, they fix the sign.
So we go inside, and the interior is wild. Because we had no expectations of what this was
going
to be.
Man, what is going on here? It's a strange... You guys live in a strange place.
Yeah,
right?
It was very, like, Greek Harry Potter. It blew my mind. Like, a big fireplace, but then, like, Greek statues, but then, like, a fucking owl.
I don't think there's a better explanation. That's the perfect description of it. Greek Harry Potter is perfect.
Harry Potter.
It's very over the top and kitschy, and very does not fit at all with the food that you're about to get, really. It's like totally a complete contrast.
There's chairs that are like little crown chairs.
Yeah. Throws.
It's like it feels like a little like you're like eating with royalty.
Yes,
but
weird.
You're not.
No,
you're eating
not.
With like a very white blonde family.
So this
which we were. There was a very white blonde family right next to us.
White blonde family right next
to us. Tons of them. There was like 12 of them.
Big table.
So you
there was like a little Aryan Luigi. Do you remember that?
There was.
There was a kid dressed as Luigi.
There was a toddler Aryan Luigi.
If the Nazis had won in World War II, Super Mario that's Brothers, that's what Luigi would have looked like.
Oh my god. Yes, spot on.
So you order at the counter. We had the guy helping us out was this Greek hunk, just a very, very handsome Greek man.
Very handsome.
Just a straight up Adonis.
He was very handsome.
And so he was very helpful. You could tell he was a little frustrated with me being such a goober trying to order. So no one is ever confused at this restaurant, clearly, except for me.
I don't know your hunk meter well enough because I didn't know if you would think that was a hunk.
Oh yeah, he was good looking.
Oh
yeah,
he is in hindsight. He was hooking,
very handsome,
but I didn't
guy.
Know if he was hunk. Yeah. I didn't know if he was. I love it. He's a hunk.
Yeah, he's a total hunk.
He's a big old hunk.
And very helpful. So we started off with the Crown Burger. Betsy, you got the Junior Crown Burger.
Yes.
For people who don't know Crown Burger, this is a quarter-pound hamburger patty on a sesame seed bun with a little bit of Thousand Island, lettuce, tomato, and onions, cheese, and topped with hot pastrami.
Yeah.
They it may be fry sauce on there, but they call it Thousand Island on their menu description, so that's what I went with. So it's basically a pastrami burger. And Betsy, you actually reviewed a similar place with Mono in Orange County, California.
Yeah.
Yes, the Hat, which also has these sort of pastrami topped entrees.
Yeah.
It's a very good burger. It's really good.
It was really good.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, but I was into it because every bite I was like, whoa, something new, which is very fun. Unless you don't want that, then it's awful.
Right.
Yeah, if you kind of want just a plain experience,
don't do the Crown Burger.
Here is my issue with it.
Yes,
I liked it. Don't get me wrong. Not enough. There should be mustard or more sauce on it.
It felt a little dry.
I wanted it to be sloppy.
Yeah, it needs to be maybe a little sloppy. I mean, we got a side of mustard and threw some on there.
Yeah,
and we didn't throw it exactly. With pastrami, you need mustard.
Mustard feels like a natural fit. That helped it. That plussed it up a little bit.
But you are right, because we were just eating it and then pouring it, so I just had a big chunk of mustard.
Yeah.
It wasn't the way to do it, yeah.
It'd be nice, maybe mustard just being an option. I guess you could, if you ordered it with mustard, I bet they'd make it with mustard.
Mm.
But I kind of feel like it needs that by default, because just the Thousand Island / fry sauce, whatever's on there, is not quite enough. It tastes pretty dry.
Yeah, it's a little dry. Yeah.
But good.
It is good.
All the ingredients are good. And the pastrami is high quality.
Yeah, it was good.
It wasn't my favorite thing I had there.
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to keep going. We also got a chili dog with cheese and onions. Sonic the Hedgehog's favorite.
The Sonic special.
Sonic special. It's an all-meat chili. This bad boy was piping hot. It was hot.
Where did that come from?
Is that Sonic?
Yeah,
that was a little bit of Sonic.
Was Sonic got you excited?
I'm channeling, like when James Lipton would have an actor channel a character. Let me hear a little bit of Sonic the Hedgehog right now. No, it was very, very hot.
The chili was insanely
super
hot.
Super duper hot.
Yes.
Like hot tar. It was just like asphalt you're putting in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it burned both of our mouths.
It did.
But pretty good. I mean, there was a lot of chili on there.
Too much chili
for
me. Oh,
man, this was a mess.
I don't know. I think chili's best just in a bowl by itself.
That's where I'm at.
Boy, we are on different planets.
Chili on stuff, I'm not into it.
Oh, man. I like chili cheese fries the most of all the chili-based menu options. I also love a chili dog. I'll take a chili burger, but chili on its own can be good. Mm-hmm. But this kind of all-meat
sort
of chili. Yeah.
Spaghetti and marinara. You're not putting it on your hot dog.
You could.
Actually, that sounds great.
Yeah, that does sound fucking good.
That sounds better than a chili dog.
And your hot dog is in garlic bread.
Shut up.
Yeah!
No.
Yeah!
Don't say anything else. Can we copyright this?
Oh, yeah, this is ours.
This is ours.
This is ours.
This is ours. We're suing you if you steal this.
Yeah, we are. We got the best lawyers.
I think the Frank was pretty good. I think the chili was piping hot. That's just a bit more of a thing you just have to know in advance of eating it. Let it cool down a little bit. The chili is very, very chunky.
You enjoyed it even though you compared it to hot tar.
Well, the temperature, not the flavor. It didn't taste like hot tar.
Okay, all right.
But yeah. It was very, very hot.
It was very hot.
And molten.
Is chili your number one thing to put on a dog?
Wow, great question. If we're ruling out, if we're taking condiments out of there, because if we're, and we're including condiments and mustard, that's what I want.
Okay.
If I have one thing to put on a hot dog, mustard.
Okay, let's say you get 5 things to put on it.
Ooh.
I love building a hot dog.
I admit, this is great. This is a great
I think
question.
About it often.
This is a difficult exercise because the 5 things I might put on a given hot dog are not necessarily my 5 favorite hot dog toppings. However,
oh, but the combo.
Oh boy!
But you're into the combo.
I'm into I'm trying to also find a balance, a combination of ingredients.
Okay.
But that said, I think I would say mustard,
mm-hmm.
chili, cheese, raw onions,
mm-hmm.
and then fucking what else? I got one more.
Relish?
Well, see that, but then relish. I've got the chili on there. To me, that feels like it's working against that.
Okay.
But you know what? I'll say relish. A not too sweet relish. I'll say a relish.
That's
on there.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
What? Let's hear Mitch? Your top five dog toppings.
I got ketchup, mustard, and relish. And I like ketchup on my hot dog. It's American. All right.
That's fine. You can like that.
I like it.
I'm not a purist about that.
Those are three. Onion is four.
Yeah.
And then, of course, spaghetti marinara sauce.
Of course.
It's the fifth. I don't know what I would do after that. If I would choose cheese or chili, I'd probably go with cheese, honestly.
I think if I was going to have only one, I'd rather just have a cheese dog than a chili dog with no cheese. Wow. But if I can get a chili cheese dog, I'd prefer that to just a cheese dog.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's the nuance of building a hot dog.
Yeah.
It's like these things, they outrank each other depending on the overall scenario. Betsy, what are your top five hot dogs?
You said this before, but this is they are currently catching coronavirus for this.
My number one is crispy onions.
Interesting.
Okay.
Do you mean like a breaded onion, or you mean just something that's been sautéed a little bit, breaded onion?
Essentially, the ones you put on a casserole.
Right.
They're so good, crispy onions.
Wow. Already better than ours.
Diced tomato.
Interesting choice.
Ranch.
Wow.
Okay, I lost a lot of you with ranch. Whatever. Jalapenos.
Wow. Ooh, jalapenos are damn good.
Jalapenos, man.
I would have said
they're
jalapenos.
They're so good. Fuck. And then I have one more. Shit. I think that's where I stop.
Yeah.
one more would be... I'm sorry, what? Peanut butter?
Come on.
Get out of here!
fucking Alf?
Probably cheese. Maybe what cheese.
Cheese, okay. Why Alf?
I don't know. Does Alf eat weird things?
Peanut butter? He's cats.
Oh, he eats cats, that motherfucker. I hate Alf. I want to like Alf, but he eats cats.
He eats cats.
Your knowledge of pop culture is wild. Just the blind spots that you have. You know, the guy on Scooby-Doo, Shabby. Oh, man, Alf, always eating peanut butter.
Would E.T. have worked better?
I don't know, maybe.
Reese's Pieces.
He eats Reese's Pieces.
There we go.
Isn't there a character that loves peanut butter?
I'm sure there is.
We'll think of it before. Who? Yeah. It is E.T. That's what
I said. No, he likes Reese's Pieces, but not peanut butter straight out of the jars. I'm like, a guy's just fucking chowing down on a jar of Jif.
But did he get to have it? Someone said Gif.
Come on. Give me a break.
Gif.
That's good. I like that.
That's good, but come on. So this place, we mentioned this place is Greek-American in origin. And that brings us to the next menu item, the gyro plate. We got a gyro sandwich with two sides, a rice pilaf and Greek salad, because we already had fries coming separately. I will say that this was a highlight. I guess I shouldn't be surprised because it's Greek people behind this. But the gyro plate was stellar. I mean, that was a great gyro sandwich.
Was
so good.
Good.
Nick, I have a new thing that I'm going to say now.
Yes.
Ooh. It got Spoon Man's bite of the night.
I love it. Shit.
It wins Spoon Man's bite of the night.
It's good. It's very good.
It was great.
It was a great bite.
It was really a great gyro.
Very good.
And I've been to Greece.
Why were you scared?
Do they have can you just get a gyro sandwich in Greece? Is that a thing they have there?
Yeah, all over the place.
They're called just sandwiches there, Nick.
What is kind of the were there any Greek dishes you had in Greece that were kind of like oh, I wasn't expecting this, or oh, this is different than the Greek American food we have in the States?
This dish called moussaka.
They do have some moussaka out here sometimes, but yeah.
And when I had it there, it was just like everything. First of all, everything just feels fresher.
Right.
Every single thing, like the meat, the veggies, because it is pretty much like, hey, you only get what's ever made on this island. Like, there's the lamb you're going to eat, and you're like, okay, cool. It's going to be fresh. But, like, the moussaka there was, like, almost sweeter than I've ever had it in America.
Interesting.
And it was really good. That's kind of the thing that blew my mind.
Wow.
We had a sad experience where we went to A&W in Canada.
Yes.
And the food tastes so much more fresh there.
It's way better than what they have at A&W in the US.
Canada.
Yeah.
We are fucked up.
Yeah, it's a bad country. We're a failed state.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, just right out of the decline. Imagine you're hitting the slopes, baby. Only it's the decline of American prominence in the global sphere. We had...
Oh, boy.
The year said the rice pilaf, I think, was good. It tasted like it was cooked in chicken stock, maybe. The Greek salad, I thought, was solid. And we also got a larger Greek salad. Speaking of hunks, this thing had some big hunks of feta in it. Speaking of Greek hunks...
Yeah, and those... Oh.
There were large hunks of feta... In this Greek salad.
Oh, boy.
And they were fucking sexy, man.
Those I agree.
Hunks of feta.
Yeah, there were a bunch of hunks, and that salad was great. It was way better than you should have had at any fast food restaurant. It was a really good...
It was very good.
And I was taking some pita, and I was putting some salad in there and eating it up. It was great. I loved it. If I lived here, we didn't get any... Chicken gyro meat on it. But if I lived here, that's like a healthy, nice little salad to
Absolutely.
Get.
Something light you can get at a fast food place, which is always a plus, because a lot of times the light stuff... Well, I mean, we talked about this at our McDonald's tournament that we're doing currently.
Yes, I'm like, I want to eat something light for this meal. I guess I'll do, like, the ice cream sundae.
Yeah, right. Well, their attempts at something healthier, things like the fruit and maple oatmeal or the fruit and yogurt parfait, which are so loaded with sugar that they don't actually end up being healthy. And then there are ones that are ostensibly kind of healthy, like their salads are just like the produce is just not good at all.
Oh, yeah. Like half of the lettuce is bad.
Yeah, it's just wilted. It's pre-wilted. And then you get this and it's like, this is good. These are good ingredients. Yeah.
You can sometimes get a Big Mac that has bad lettuce. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
A bad lettuce Big Mac?
Yeah, that's
sucks.
A bummer.
My hand is tingling.
Oh, no. It's your left one,
It's
too.
My left hand.
Oh, boy.
It's fine.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
It's fine. Is there a big hospital here?
Is there a big hospital in a major U.S. city? Is that what your question is?
Someone works there.
I don't think that you're in the state to operate tonight.
I think we should talk a little bit about why that gyro was so good. I mean, the pita was good quality, and then the meat was just like very, very well seasoned and flavorful. And then that little, I believe it's the tahini sauce. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It seems like you're not sure.
I'm unsure.
Tzatziki
sauce.
Yeah.
Tzatziki and tahini. I'm always confusing the two.
It was, everything tasted very fresh.
Yeah, every element worked.
The pita was so soft and delicious. Fuck, I want one right now. And I recommend popping fries into that.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, a little fries sandwich.
I recommend adding fries to absolutely everything. I went to Pittsburgh and ordered a salad. It had French fries in it.
Wow.
Yeah. It was awful.
That sounds bad.
It was pretty nasty. Pittsburgh was weird. Fun, but weird.
This culture...
Hey, wait, I got it.
Yeah.
If it's chunky with cucumber... Oh, God.
For tzatziki?
If it's chunky with cucumber, tzatziki is the number. If it's smooth... Oh, no, I'm not doing the lettuce wrap. I can't even get this rhyme out, and it's a single sentence. No tzatziki wrap. I thought you guys would be more subdued than other crowds. Help me with a tahini one, Wager.
If there's a sauce with no cuke, that's tahini you got there, Duke.
Yours was somehow better.
So this place, I mean, there's a lot of Greek American diners slash eateries slash stands that are like this, that have Greek food and then also American food. The Astro Burger is one that's out in L.A.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like the same sort of thing. And but this one is unique to Salt Lake City, as far as I can tell. All the locations are within the city. We got some sides as well. The fries, the onion rings, which I think were both good.
They're very good.
They're both very solid.
I like them all.
The fries are a little, you know, they're you know, they're kind of this. What density do we call it? What type of fry is this? What category of fry is this? It's not quite a steak fry. No, it's in between a steak fry and like a thin fry,
yeah.
like a shoestring. It's like the
veal fries.
Veal fry.
I came up with it just now, and I think it's perfect.
So a steak fry is a thicker fry, and a veal fry is a thinner version.
Thinner
of
fry.
It. Got it.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's sad because of baby cows and stuff, but veal fries.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's just got a little less girth than the full steak fry, but it's the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
A little less girth. Could be called Mitch fries. Just being honest.
Yeah, I will say that the fries were good. They weren't particular. They weren't aggressively seasoned. In fact, they maybe might have been unseasoned.
They need
a little more salt.
A lot of salt. Yeah,
seasons.
And then also
it's fucking Salt Lake.
It's true.
Fucking get us a truck of salt.
Lake.
Yeah.
No shortage of
dip them in the lake for a second.
Come on.
It'd be fucking mud fries. It turns out.
Yeah.
But we should talk about the thing that is unique, that is unique to Utah, fry sauce, which we dip those fries in. I don't know, right? We fucked around with some ketchup too, maybe a little mustard, but we use the fry sauce. Fry sauce is great.
Yeah. Fry
it's
sauce
so
is
good.
Great.
Fry sauce should be everywhere.
I want a tub of it, because I want to dunk everything in it. It would make everything taste good.
If you said like list 10 cities that you should get rid of in the United States, Salt Lake City was at the top of my list. But now with fry sauce, it's like in seventh. Sure. Thank you.
Fry sauce is just it's just ketchup and mayo, right? There's
there
not really any much to it.
Something else.
Much more to it? Pickle juice. Someone say
there
pickle
are
juice.
So
pickle
many juice. Insanely wild answers. Everyone does a little different. So I'm hearing everyone does it a little bit different.
We're hearing like gravy, cream of wheat, caramel. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically ketchup and mayo is the base, and then with some variations depending on the individual restaurant. But if you're going to make some on your own for some fry dip, and if you're at home and you're listening to this and you got some fries you want to heat up in your oven, get yourself some oven fries, if you will. You mix a little ketchup and mayo and make yourself some fry sauce. It's a real treat.
It's so good.
I don't think people should be making this stuff at home. I don't think they can handle it. It's like when people try to make meth. I feel like it's just going to be like an explosion.
That's the version of the meth epidemic in Utah. People making bootleg fry sauce.
Salt Lake City man dead today as his house explodes in fry sauce accident.
So they had some sweet treats on the menu, and we already had ordered a lot of food, but we wanted to do our due diligence and get something sweet. What we settled on was something that I don't feel like I've ever seen before. They have a root beer shake. Not a root beer float, but a root beer shake. And I couldn't quite tell what was going on there, because it didn't seem like root beer ice cream. I assume maybe some vanilla ice cream with some root beer poured in there and then blended up.
Yeah, I would have never been able to tell you it was root beer. It tasted good.
It tastes good and sweet.
But not at all root beer.
Yes, but it was a well-made shake.
Yeah.
It felt like something the devil cooked up.
Oh, boy.
It did. It was very strange. It had the components that I would like, a shake and a root beer, but I wasn't going after that root beer shake. It was strange tasting, wasn't it?
I like two people just walked out, and I like to think that it's related to us saying we were confused by the root beer shake.
Possible.
My favorite shake.
But it was good. It was a good shake. I think I would have been happier with a vanilla shake. I like vanilla.
Yeah.
But the vanilla's flavor. But the root beer shake, I'm
glad
I tried
it. All the time, yes.
It was like, you know what it was? Here's what it was. It was like if you have an ice cream float and then you like leave and forget about it and you come back 30 minutes later and it's kind of melted into this mush. That's what it felt like we were drinking.
That sucks.
Yeah, you leave it outside in the sun for a while.
It curdles a little.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Do you guys like floats? Are you float freaks? Betsy, what do you think?
I feel like when I was a kid, I was into it. Root beer, Dr. Pepper, I would go for it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now I'm truly not a big sweet fan.
Interesting.
Ooh, yeah. You lost your sweet
tooth. Give me salty all day. I lost it. Yep. Lost it back in the war.
Someone took my sweet tooth. Yeah. Oh, Vietnam.
Yeah. Would you believe?
I can't believe it at all. I have a bit of a sweet tooth, but not. They're cutting me off because of my comment about the root beer float. I have a bit of a sweet tooth, but I go more savory. I'm more of a savory guy.
Yeah.
But I pitched you. We were going to do a double called Float.
Oh, boy. Mitch's mic went out.
I don't know what it is.
He's getting too close to the truth.
Oh, he's saying a lot of shit, man.
I'm back. We were going to do a double called Floats and Floats.
Yes.
Where we were going to go in one of those chambers and float and then also review root beer's floats.
Yeah, it's a good idea. We should
You vetoed it.
I didn't veto it.
You said that those things will freak you out.
Oh, yeah, I will have a panic attack inside of it. I'm willing to do it.
You should have good content. Like, you should have to each eat 3 floats and then go do that.
Oh, my God. Just fucking fill those tanks with diarrhea. Fucking nightmare. Mitch, do you like floats, Mitch? You like a root beer float?
Yeah, but my mom used to make me Boston coolers back in the day.
Wait, remind us what a Boston... That's with ginger ale,
ginger
right?
Ginger ale with someone just... Did someone just yell out ginger ale? Ginger ale and vanilla ice cream. And you plop it in there. That's a Boston cooler.
You know what I used to like? Is I used to like a float with... I like Coke floats, but I had one as an adult, and it was like, oh, this doesn't quite work for me. But I used to like orange soda floats.
Yeah.
Those are real great. Those are real delights. Like a creamsicle.
Yeah.
Just a delight.
Yeah.
But I zoned out in this floats conversation. I forgot that we were on stage.
The root beer shake, I think, was a winner. I think it was like weird, but for me personally, like I was like, I still like this. I'm still enjoying this.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at it.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at it.
It
I don't know if I
right.
did it again, but I liked it.
I'll tell you what the winners were. The O-rings.
Oh, the onion rings.
The onion rings.
Oh, God.
They were good.
You didn't get what I meant by O-rings?
No, I was thinking of like a butthole.
Yeah, it does sound nasty.
What?
It sounds pretty nasty.
Like we all had like good bowel movements after this.
You thought of a butthole when I said O-rings?
Yeah,
it
you ever heard this expression?
It sounds like medical.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
The hell?
Right person who works at a hospital?
Does O-rings mean butthole, hospital person? No. The onion rings. The O-rings.
Yes.
Wait, you blow out your what ring?
Your O-ring. You blow out your O-ring. It's a butthole.
Wait, is that true? You blow out your O-ring?
I mean, people have said that. It's an idiom.
For who?
And people are fucking prolapsing their assholes.
Yeah!
Jesus!
That's what I've heard.
I've said this on the podcast before,
yes.
Right? Where they put a camera up my butt. Did I talk about this before? And my dad said I was full
remember.
Of shit. I think I said that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
But
that
I was filled
funny.
With air afterwards. It was like Mario taking the power balloon.
Oh, right.
And they were like, you might have to feel like you have to go to the bathroom. And then, like, I went to the bathroom. I, like, farted for, like, a full 2 minutes. Because they are shooting air in you. It's normal. It's normal.
Right.
It was something. I saw
standard
inside my butt.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah. It was a war zone in there, Wagger.
That level.
There was McDonald's toys.
That level in Super Mario World where you have to, I think it's called tubular, where you have to navigate just purely with pea balloons.
With just peas all the way
up. Yeah, it's, I think it's the most difficult, maybe one of the most difficult levels in a 2D Mario game. It's like a Mario Maker challenge level of difficulty.
This is like the type of thing, this is the sad thing for our generation, that on your deathbed, you'll be like, I remember tubular. You'll be saying this to no one, by the way.
Yeah.
Sure you do, Mr. Weiger.
I want to go home early, just pulling the plug. That's a hard-ass level.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. I mean, yeah, I beat it. And then the nice thing is I think...
I beat it, too.
I think it's like the second level in those all those bonus worlds and the star worlds. And
yeah.
Then the rest of them are not nearly as challenging.
Yeah.
So it's a nice progression. So the
hats off to Mr. Miyamoto.
Hats off, Mr. Miyamoto.
Hats off, Mr.
Well
Miyamoto,
done,
on a great
sir.
Game.
The best.
Arian Luigi salutes you, Mr. Miyamoto.
Ooh, Arian Luigi, that salute is not nice.
Yeah, that's a bad salute.
The beverages, I mean, we both got iced teas,
yeah.
Fine iced
good.
Teas, totally
yeah.
Fine. What did
yeah.
You get, Mitch?
I got a Diet Coke.
How was it?
Great.
Yeah, it's a fine fountain.
Yeah.
They do a good job there.
Good fountain. The pipes are working over there. They are. They're working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but the Doughboys, not so much. So let's get to our final thoughts on Crown Burgers.
Wow.
So we will each go around. We will say give our assessment of this chain. Our closing argument, if you will, and then assign it a fork rating from 0 to 5. Betsy, we'll begin with you.
Okay, great. I said it while we were eating. It feels like a place that I would have loved to go to as a kid because
100%.
Of how weird
yeah.
It, like, because it was like, what world are we in? I loved it so much.
Yeah,
it's that sort
and,
of
like,
thing
the
of
throne chairs. I would have been like, we gotta sit in the throne chairs, Mom and Dad.
It's that sort of thing of. As a kid, it's a magical, cool world.
Yes.
And as an adult, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were like, this painting on the wall is kind of terrifying. but as a kid, you're like, yeah, I think this is what Disneyland is like. That was a big thing. Like, it felt like what I think I thought Disneyland would be like.
Right.
I was like, this is heaven. It's also a place where I want to try everything on the menu.
Yeah, for sure.
Which rare, like, that's a rare thing.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, ooh, I want to try that, what, souvlaki?
Yes.
They have that. Like, I want to try everything on the menu. Corn dog?
They have a corn dog.
I want to try it. Everything. I was into it. I want to go back. I will give it 4.5.
4.5 forks. Four forks,
yeah.
Two times.
I was into it.
Very high score.
That fry sauce really got me.
Spoon Man Mike Mitchell.
Whew, oh boy. Pressure. Now look, the Crown Burger itself, it was good. All the ingredients were good. I wish that had some more sauce in there.
Yeah.
I wanted to just be a little bit more saucy. Don't get mad at me. Hold on. I am nervous. I'm breathing heavy. I can't tell if it's the altitude or if I'm scared. But everyone needs to back off. The onion rings, not the O-rings, sorry. We're great, and I don't think
yeah.
We gave them enough fucking... You bit into them, and guess what? You didn't get the onion ring slide.
It's a great point. We
didn't get the hot
that.
Slug on your chin.
No.
They stuck to...
It's true!
They were really great.
When you would bite into an onion ring, the hot slug sometimes goes onto your fucking
yeah.
Chin
it's
and
gross.
Burns you.
Yeah.
I don't want a hot slug.
And then you're left with just the out, like the shell.
The shell! You know, what am I going to do with a shell?
I want onion in that shell.
Yes.
I'll still eat the shit out of the shell.
Yes.
Of course you will.
In fact, if there was an item that was just shell, I would get that too.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
yes.
We're opening a spaghetti hot dog and shell place.
Yeah.
The french fries were good, could have been seasoned a little bit more, but... It won me over with a bite of the night, Nick. That gyro was very, very good. Their Greek food was great. I wanted to eat more of the Greek food. It was, and I love Greek. I love Greek food. It's one of
yes.
My favorite foods. It felt like, we were talking about this in there, that it felt like a Burger King. It felt like it used to be a Burger King, and then it just went off in its own direction.
Right.
Like, and changed and transformed over the years into this weird fucking place it is now.
Or like a bank.
Yes. And maybe it was a bank that was like, we should sell hot dogs.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're like, it's working better than the bank stuff. Let's just keep going with
it. Let's just do the hot dogs. Come on.
But whatever, however, it changed over time. It mutated into this thing that it is, or maybe it was always this way. But it was always this way. All right. Well, whatever. There goes that theory. The food is still damn good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Nick, you dropped your crown, King. Isn't that a meme?
It's a meme, Mitch. It is.
Four forks.
Wow, four forks.
Here's where my head is. I thought everyone would cheer when I said you dropped your crown, King. And no one did.
Yeah.
In fact, seemed confused.
I don't know. I don't know if it, I don't think it was the delivery necessarily. It just may not be that well known of a meme.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the
issue. It just wasn't good, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying it wasn't good.
Okay, it was very good.
Yeah, it was maybe the best thing you said tonight. Crown Burgers, what a ride. The atmosphere is wild there. I just like, I again, love just being inside that sort of Epcot-y Greek pastiche that you're at. It's delightful. It's so
fun. They're cutting me off because this is the truth. They should have a people mover in there.
That'd be fun.
You can just fucking move around the restaurant.
Yeah, just around the perimeter, the dining area.
Yeah.
And like little Greek scenelets or whatever.
Yes. That would rule.
It would be awesome.
Anyways, go ahead, Nick.
No, this is good stuff. I think the Greek hunk work in the register is very helpful and easy on the eyes. The Crown Burger is very good. I think I would just order it and put some mustard on it or ask for them to add some mustard. I think if you do that one simple tweak, that's a great solid A burger. And the chili dog, fine, but I don't necessarily need that. You absolutely are right about the onion rings, Mitch. And the fries as well, I think, are very solid. This is what I like about this place. Is it could just do the Greek food, or it could just do the Crown Burger, be the pastrami burger place, but it does both. It lives in both worlds. And I admire that about it. Yeah. I think it's great that it has both of these things, and it does them both to a level of proficiency. Yeah.
It's like me. I can hang with the dorky kids, but I'm also cool with the jocks.
And I'll note one other thing. So Aaron, who's been helping us out, he's one of the servers who works here, has been bringing us drinks throughout the night. He's been doing a wonderful job. Big hand for Aaron, please. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron told me backstage that she knew someone who worked at a Crown Burgers and said, it's the cleanest restaurant they've ever been in.
Wow.
Which to me is just like a big endorsement for this chain. And gives it a little extra push.
Hang out there. Don't catch Corona.
Yeah, that's you know what? That's the safe house. The Corona safe house.
Crown Burgers.
Salt Lake City is your local Crown Burgers franchise. Just pack in that dining area. For that reason, that just gives me a little extra nudge to say.
For sure. They should even promote that.
The cleanest restaurant in town. Why not?
I think more companies need to just be like straight up like, hey, if you wear this bra, your tits are going to look good. Like, just be straight with us. Not like, you're going to feel comfortable. Whatever. Like, it should be like, we're Crown Burger, we have good food, and we're fucking clean. That's such a bigger sell to me than even the food. More companies need to do that. Or like Lexus. Like, I think Lexus is suck. So, next one. Like, Audis or whatever. Like, this is a fucking cool car.
Right.
That's why you want it. Not just to get your kids from soccer practice. Because it looks fucking cool.
Make the subtext in a text. Just say exactly.
I want to get my hand on that bra.
Mitch.
If you ski fast enough, you will, my man.
Four forks for Crown Burgers. Welcome to the Golden Plate Club.
Wow. It deserves it.
Yeah, it was great.
People say that we're nice to the hometown restaurants, but we go to places that are good, clearly.
We go to places that people like, but also we're past the point of fucking pandering to crowds.
Yeah, fuck you guys. This city's weird.
We're giving our honest assessment, and this place is good, and the reason that people like it is because it's got good quality food and good service and a unique atmosphere. Hey, that brings us to our segment, and I'm realizing none of us brought this out.
I realized it at the beginning of the show.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Can you guys vamp?
We got to vamp for like 6 minutes.
It's going to take you 6 minutes to get back there.
We got to vamp.
Do you like stuff?
No! What else besides stuff?
Tablecloths.
Guys, we've got a food stuff. We're going to decide if you should put it in your mouth. It's Snack or Whack in just 1 second.
Yeah.
First up, Mike Mitchell, Betsy Zabarro. Give them up for them.
This should go smoothly, seeing as how I watched Nick on his way out, and it took him 10 minutes to get to the stage. He went in there like a maze, and then he finally got out.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit. I mean, it was a little confusing.
It is very confusing. Well, let's talk. We didn't talk too much about your favorite. Do you like to booze and go skiing or no? I mean, it's very dangerous.
It's very. I have before to where it's like, I should probably stop skiing. But right now, no, I like to wait till after. Because that's the best tasting beer in the world.
That is very true.
It's after a day of skiing.
Yes.
And it could be an awful, like a... I still like it. Bud Light or whatever, and still be the most refreshing beer.
I agree 100%. Yeah. And you're like in kind of like the sweaty... For me, I'm sweaty before I get out on the slopes. Oh. But you know like the soaking wet sweat that you have after you go skiing?
Yes, where you're like hot, but it's
holy
cold
shit!
Out. Whoa!
Whoa, Weiger just got back so fast, my fucking bra flew off. As he ran by.
It landed on me! Nice!
Mitch, I gotta say, those titties are on point. So we got a recommendation from a friend of yours, Mitch.
Yes, Kelly. She said that we had to try these cookies.
She framed it as an ultimatum. Like, yes. This, like you have to try these cookies.
Yeah, she said that she wouldn't be my friend anymore if we didn't go.
And so this is,
and I wonder how popular they are.
So there are a lot of sweet treats in Salt Lake City, and this is one of these places. This is Ruby Snap. Do people know Ruby Snap?
Yeah!
So this is a cookie shop with a lot of unique cookies. I will say one thing. We went in there. We went straight from the airport.
Uh-huh.
Service was lovely. They do something that I've never experienced at a cookie shop. They have the ice cream parlor style cookie tasting.
Yes.
Like they'll take a cookie and they'll dice it up for you and you can have a little nibble of a cookie and decide if you want to have it or not, which is amazing.
Big mistake with us, though.
Oh, yeah.
They put an out of business sign as we were walking out the door.
Well, that's it. My dream is over.
We sold the last bit of dough in Salt Lake City.
I was blown away, though, because, like, it's what, a Tuesday? And it was in the afternoon, like, not after school or whatever. I don't know who goes to a cookie shop. But it was, like, packed.
It was packed.
Or not packed, but, like, constantly people coming in, and I was so blown away.
It was crazy. It was a hot spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we went there. We had our luggage.
Yeah.
And they loved that. They're like, you couldn't wait to come here.
Right.
Yeah. And we're like, our Airbnb opens at 3, actually.
Yeah.
3 p.m. is when we're actually allowed in. Sorry.
So here are a few of the cookies we got. I've got this key I'm referring to. We got the Amy, which is triple chocolate with cocoa nibs.
Wow.
We got the
People like that one.
Penelope, which is a peanut butter truffle cookie.
Yes.
We got the Viviana, which is mango and dark chocolate. I'm noticing a pattern. These all have women's names.
Oh.
Cool.
How about that? We also got ourselves the Snickerdoodette.
Yeah.
Which is an orchata snickerdoodle is their cookie of the month. And a Susie, which is tart cherries, milk, and chocolate. Am I missing one? What the fuck am I missing? What am I forgetting?
What's this one? Or is that
no, it's this one.
Oh,
that one. Here's what we got. Fucking Niles' old nemesis, Maris.
Wow.
Chocolate chewy caramel.
Wow. Good thing we're not in Seattle. We'd get fucking booed out of here.
She betrayed Niles. So let's dig into these.
Do people know Frasier anymore?
Yeah, people know Frasier.
Oh, you do like it. Shit. Oh, you just don't like us talking about it. Got it.
Oh, my God.
Let's dig into these. I'm going to take, you know what, just take a chunk of whatever.
Okay.
We've already shared enough germs today, and we'll give our assessment of these. I'm taking a bite of the Susie right now. Are you guys cookie fan? Where do you rank cookies in your sweet treats and confections?
I'll quote Cookie Monster on this one. Cookie is for me. That's it.
Yeah, I'd say cookie is for me. This cookie is definitely for me.
Yeah, cookie is for me. I when I do crave sweets, a lot of times it's cookies. So that's good. Yeah. I got the Penelope.
It's not my number one.
Ooh,
it's
shit.
It's not my number one. Sorry. Right. It's not my number one favorite snack, dessert snack, cookies. But these are like cake-like. I'm a big cake fan.
The texture of them, you're absolutely right. They're very soft and ooey gooey, so soft and chewy.
Oh, God.
And they've got like a cake-like texture to them. My grandma, R.A.P., used to make cookies using yellow cake mix, which were delightful, and they had this kind of texture to them.
Mm.
The mango one has, I mean, a good amount of mango. You know what? This is very much a riff on the that fucking, what the fuck am I thinking of? The Pepperidge Farm fuck. The fucking Pepperidge Farm long boy. What is that one?
Milano?
Pepperidge
Milano,
Farm remembers.
Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, Pepperidge Farm does remember, of course, but I don't. This is a riff on that, and it's pretty good. And that one's nice.
These are all good.
Guys, would you refer to this content as scintillating?
Look, we gotta eat six cookies, okay?
We don't have to eat six cookies. I would say the ones I had are all fucking great. Mm-hmm. I like all of these. I am going to say that they do a good chocolate here. We had, you know, a fucking Rice Krispie treat there that they gave us on the way out the door.
Yeah, like a peanut butter.
Peanut butter Rice Krispie treat, and that was quite nice.
Good.
That was quite delightful. Mitch, what do you want
to eat? Can I say something that might sound hurtful to everyone here?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Better food than you deserve. This city has better food than you deserve. Get it out of here. Ship it to LA, baby.
These are some quality confections.
Yeah.
And I had the snickerdoodette in store, and the snickerdoodette is quite nice, though, or horchata snickerdoodle.
It's so delicious.
As you may have noticed, I have a single cookie because I wanted one for myself.
Mitch, which one did you get?
That's the Irish one, the monthly special. Is it on there?
Oh.
It's not on the key, the key that they gave us.
It's like an Irish creamy cookie. It's delicious. I'll let everyone see it.
It has like a huge amount of delicious frosting on it.
Describe what that looks like to everyone, Mitch.
It's a cookie with a Weiger-esque load on top of it.
Jesus Christ. I think I'm shooting fucking Peter North loads. Just fucking...
Your follow-up is more confusing to me than anything. I don't know the size of Peter North's loads.
Oh, he's a porn star who shoots famously fire hose-like loads.
Yes, of course. I know you know it.
No, I got fucking small loads.
But a lot of them.
A lot of very small loads. A lot of individual grains of rice coming out of my dick.
Dear
leaving
God.
A raindrop size.
Sometimes
splash.
They have names written on them.
Are there Mormons here? In the crowd? Could they not come to this show? Are you Mormon? Former Mormon. That's hard to say.
Former Mormon. You said former merman, which is more interesting.
Whoa, there's a whole group up there. Yeah, we used to have fins.
We lived beneath the ocean.
These are fantastic.
An octopus is my dad.
They're so delicious.
They're very good. I would say my favorite is, if I'm looking at all these... I think my favorite is the snickerdoodle, the horchata snickerdoodle, but I think the chocolate confections are running close behind. I think the Maris and the Amy are both very, very good executions of just like a super chocolatey, indulgent cookie.
Is this a well-known place here? Or?
Yeah, people.
Yeah, all right, good. We did a good job.
It's really good.
Snack. These are snacks.
We did a good job. It's snacks all around. Yeah. Every single one of them. Every single
cookie. All right, guys, that was Snacker Whack, just like a restaurant with biography. Oh, wait, I didn't mention this.
What?
This is the wildest thing that happened in our whole visit so far.
What?
So we took an Uber over to Ruby Snap Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
We go and we spend, like, a good amount of time there.
Hold on. Way too built up already. People are going to be like, okay, go on now.
These people are going to have their minds blown. So
we'll see. We'll see in a second.
We get dropped off by an Uber driver. I call an Uber. The same driver picks us up.
You motherfuckers.
It was exactly like the ending of Showgirls.
You said that, and I was like, only you would make that reference. The ending of Showgirls.
Yeah, the same driver who dropped her off in L.A. picks her up to take her out. It's like a bookend of the story. And then she pulls a switchblade on him, which we did not do.
Shit,
too.
L.A. changed her, huh?
Yeah, she did. Well, Vegas changed her.
Oh, Vegas changed her. Mine would be similar, except I would just weigh so much more. Like, the bookends of my time in L.A., I weigh like 220 and now like 350.
It starts with you arriving in an Uber X and ends with you leaving in an Uber XL.
Uber triple XL.
Guys, that was Snacker Whack, just like a restaurant via feedback. Let's open the feedback. So here's how this will work. Normally, we are able to pre-screen questions. Our producer, Emma Erdbrink, did not travel with us. We did not have that capacity today. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this handheld microphone, and I'm going to come to you, but I'm going to give you this warning. Please do not ask an autofellatio question. Please do not request Mitch to do the lettuce wrap. Please do not ask for an appearance from Hike Mitchell. Please do not ask me what temperature you want. I like my salad. Let's try an actual question, please. I just want a real question.
Also,
those are funny, but they don't give us anything to work with.
Since Nick's coming out in the audience, don't try to steal his fanny pack. Wedgie him. Are you going out there?
Yeah, I'm going to go out there.
God bless you.
Okay, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to talk to somebody. Who's got a question? Oh, yeah, hey, right here in the front row. We can start things off.
This is easy. This guy's good.
Hi, let us know. You helped us out earlier. What's your name and what's your question?
Also, did no one agree to come to the show with you?
Hi. Hey, guys. My name is Zach.
What's up, Zach?
Apparently, I stink. I don't know. I have this whole row. So this question, I formulated it when I thought you guys were going to do Arctic Circle, not Crown Burger.
Wait, what's Arctic Circle?
Like a Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Oh.
Whoa.
Sounds great.
But my question is, what's your mount toppings more when it comes to like McFlurries or Blizzards or something of that nature?
That's a great question.
More. Boy, this is similar to, thank you so much, I'll take this mic back.
Great question.
So this is similar to what we were doing earlier with this exercise, building a hot dog out of five toppings. It's a challenge. Again, I'm thinking of these individually. I would say maybe my first one would be Oreo pieces. Yeah. I think Oreo pieces are always a solid topic.
Someone from the Reese family is in attendance. Reese's.
Reese's family?
Sorry, I said Reese.
Do you think Reese's makes Oreos?
I got fucking mud on my face. I should go fucking slide into that fucking big mud lake. I am embarrassed. I'm supposed to know this.
Yeah.
I know nothing. And I'm kind of supposed to know like fast food and snacks.
Yes, right.
And I just fucking showed I know nothing.
It's okay. Let's just go down the line. Let's do it one at a time. I'm going to say Oreo pieces. What do you got, Betsy?
I'm into M&M's.
M&M's are good.
Yeah.
I would say I want them full-size M&M's, though. I don't like them little snack-sized bacon M&M's.
Yeah, no way.
Get those
no
out
way.
Of there.
No, because those are different chocolates.
The texture's wrong.
Get out of here, man.
Guess what? Reese's peanut butter cups.
Cups.
It blended up. It gets crushed up.
Okay, yeah, that's
I like
fine.
The cups.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm into the cups.
Are sauces up for grabs? Okay, I am going to
That'd be funny if you're like, no.
I'm going to say whipped topping. You got to have some whipped cream on there.
Okay.
Oh, God.
On top of do you want things that are mixed in? You don't want things that are on top? I think
he doesn't want to deal with you. He said anything.
Yeah. This is what leads to him asking for a refund afterward. I think I like a shake or some blended dessert with a whipped topping up there.
Okay. Wait, and is this all in one?
Are we building a McFlurry?
No, it's just our.
It's ours.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, great. So I have M&M's. I'm always down in ice cream for like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wow,
that's
or
fun.
A fun cereal.
That is just a real hoot right there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's great. What do you think, Mitch?
Hot fudge, baby.
Fuck.
Fudge it up. You can take it too. We're not drafting.
Doesn't mind. No, but I'm going to try to be a little different. We'll give our last two in this go round, and then we'll go to the next question, which I believe was back there. I'm going to say, I'm going to say caramel.
Can I say no to that person?
Whoever is back there raised their hand because they thought they heard, who's the drunkest person in the audience? It's 8:30 on a Tuesday.
Okay, so caramel?
Yeah, a caramel, and then my next one would be... Fuck, this is tricky. Snickers! Give me
Snickers.
Give me some cut-up Snickers.
Snickers
that's
is good.
That's good. Okay, M&M's, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's already, I feel, bad combo, but we'll keep going. I'm going to do some marshmallow.
Wow. That's a good mix.
And we'll do some chocolate syrup.
Chocolate syrup. That's great. I'm going to go with cookie dough. Chocolate chip cookie dough.
That's good.
That's so good, Mitch.
I love cookie dough.
Thank you.
God damn it, Mitch. That's good.
So fucking good.
God damn it, Mitch. That's fucking good.
Sometimes I'm just pretty good, everybody. And my last one, and maybe because it's just been on my mind quite a bit, spaghetti and marinara sauce.
Yay!
All right, I'm coming back there for the next question. Raise your hand. Come over there. Yes, all right, I'm coming over to this person. Hi, what's your name and what is your question?
Oh my God, me. Hello.
How are you?
Wonderful, how are you?
Great.
I would love to know what everyone's condiment that they would love to cover their lover in.
Oh my God.
Especially you, Mitch.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Thank you so much.
Wally and Irma?
Oh shit.
Extremely horny question.
I said Wally and Irma? Those are my only lovers at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you want to cover them up with?
Probably some sort of tuna for their sake.
So,
ooh!
Having been married for almost 10 years to my lovely wife, Natalie.
You've tried every condiment.
Tried every condiment at this point. But I'm just thinking if I was, let's say fry sauce. But I want to expand this hypothetical. I just think if I was like, if I told Natalie, like how about I like put some fry sauce on me and you lick it all over me. And it's like my birthday. And I'm just like, this is just what I want the most. I think she'd just be like, what are we doing? What are we even doing here?
Wow.
What is this? What are you talking? I mean, like, I'll do it, but what are you talking about? It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
Can we just be adults? Can we just be adults and fuck in the new year like everyone else?
What would I want to... First of all, I don't like to mix food and fucking...
I agree.
That's disgusting.
I agree.
Fucking is disgusting, period.
100%. I oppose
it. It's gross.
It's gross. No one should do it.
You get fucking, your heart rate goes up. I don't like that in general. I don't like exercise. It's and then, just... like, exercise that ends with, like, me being like, no, sorry. It's been a while, and... No, you don't. You know what? I'll say this. If I was to mix any food, and I've never mixed any food with any sexual stuff ever,
yes.
You have fucked up apple, famously. You
right.
Split it in two as you came.
I think famously is overstating the reach of this podcast.
I think if I was to do anything, I would do like strawberries in chocolate, but I wouldn't put it on the person.
Sure. Yeah, that's kind of a conventional thing, but I think that's fine. There's a reason it's a convention.
I would like, I don't know. I mean, so often I've eaten dinner and like on a when you're dating someone, I'm like, I'm too stuffed. I don't want to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
I feel disgusting.
Here's a little life hack. Fuck first.
Yeah.
You get the...
Fuck before dinner.
Fuck first. Burn off all those calories and then...
You get to eat whatever you want.
Then go to Maggiano's or wherever.
Then I can go to town. We got the fucking over with? All right, great. I'm going to have a fucking steak. 48-ounce porterhouse. I think I would just like take the strawberry and probably rub it on them and be like, oh, I'm eating it.
Sure.
I'm going to douse them in Sriracha Ranch. Extra runny.
Hose. Just hose them down.
Hose them down. I'm talking like cafeteria ranch.
I see one more question right here. Do you want to come up and I can just hand this to you? Hi, what's your name? What's your question?
Hi, I'm Emily. And I was wondering, now that you've tried fry sauce, what is your favorite city or state-specific food?
Oh. Wow, that's a great question.
Excellent question.
Whoa.
City or state-specific
food? People are clapping because it wasn't like a drunk, insane question. That's all it took. To anyone in a crowd, all you had to do is just say a simple question.
If you
pass the audience test.
If you could make a planet out of cookies, would that be a good idea?
If Mitch was a sandwich, would you eat him? Can I come up there and hug both of you?
Does mayonnaise have too many letters? I think this is an excellent question. I'm going to put on a little conditional that this cannot be from our home state or home city, because I think that will be prejudice us too much. Specific to a location. Boy, this is a very, very good question. I have an answer. I don't know if you fucking four corner states all hate each other, but that New Mexico green chili and red chili sauce they got there is fucking great. We spent some time, Nellie and I spent like about a long weekend in Albuquerque and just ate like fucking kings the whole time. It's such great food.
The green chili there is so good.
Oh, man. You got one.
I'm thinking.
For me, it's clearly Crown Burgers. And fry sauce.
Oh, boy.
Nice,
Jesus. I got booed? I was pandering.
It's so transparent.
Yeah, I know. Fuck this place.
Yeah, we like you now.
Huh?
I will say, I was kind of shitting on Pittsburgh a little bit. It's a cool place. They have unbelievable pierogies.
Mm,
some
wow.
of the best pierogies I've ever had in my life.
Pittsburgh pierogies.
Yeah.
You know, pierogi is one of those things that I always think is a sausage, but it's not.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Guys, that's our show. Thanks so much. Betsy Sodaro, make some noise. Until next time for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
See ya. Thank you, Salt Lake City.
Thanks, Salt Lake.
Thank you.
On the next Doughboys Double, we watch direct-to-video due-to-quarantine Vin Diesel superhero movie Bloodshot. Plus, with day drinking normalized, we discuss our favorite AM cocktails. It's Bloodshot Mary's. Get the Doughboys Double every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys. Sources for this week's intro are in the episode description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.